Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I'm so happy to have you here today. I actually just got finished recording our free masterclass on points to Hawaii. It was so good. If you want to catch the replay, definitely visit the link here in the show notes. I went over how to go to Hawaii. We booked a specific trip to Maui just for an example. The cash rate would have cost just under $3,000 for the trip that I walk you through, and it will only cost you $11.20 with the strategy that I teach you inside this masterclass. So definitely don't miss this if Hawaii is on your bucket list. It doesn't even have to be Maui. We talked about all the different islands and how to get there and the credit card strategy that you need. So definitely don't miss that. It was so good. As I am putting this out to you on Tuesday, I'm actually on a trip in the Great Smoky Mountains. So I can't wait to share with you everything from that trip. Me and my sister and my daughter are going on a little girls' trip. We're going to go through some German towns and then just drive through the Great Smokies and then go stay at her place for a couple days. She lives in South Carolina. So I can't wait to share everything from that trip with you guys. But today we are going to talk about how to get free night certificates. So you can book obviously free nights with points, but you can also get free night certificates to use in conjunction with your points. And so these are great little tips and tricks on how to get free nights on top of the points that you are already earning in multiple different ways. Some are with credit cards and some are not. And so definitely listen through the whole episode because there are lots of great ways to earn these. And it was perfect timing that I was going to talk about this because just last night there were some elevated offers that dropped on some certain credit cards that are just so amazing, and they give you free night certificates that you can use to redeem at some amazing resorts. So it was perfect timing. It was meant to be for this episode because now there are even more ways to earn free night certificates. So we're gonna start out with, there are 7 credit cards that you get a free night certificate every year that you have it after you hit your annual fee. And so if you have one of these cards, or if you're thinking about getting one of these cards, they're great cards to keep and never close because you're always getting a free night certificate, which is the great thing about them. Also, do keep note though with free night certificates that they almost always have an expiration date of 1 year. So when you have these cards, or when you know you're going to get free night certificates, make sure you have a strategy of how you're going to use them and where you're going to use them, because if you don't use them within that first year, they are going to disappear and you don't want to lose that. So definitely have a plan on how you're going to use them. So starting with the first one, it's going to be the World of Hyatt card, and I will link all of the cards that I talk about today in the show notes for you if you're thinking about signing up for them. This is a card that I have in my wallet because I love Hyatt and it gives me a free night certificate every year. This one is only going to give you a free night certificate for a category 1 through 4 Hyatt hotel. Some of them will give you a restriction on either the value of points of that free night or a category, or some have like no limit and you can spend them anywhere, which is also amazing. So we'll talk about that as we go through these. But the Hyatt one is going to be for a lower category one. So this is great if you have like a one night layover in a town and you need to stay like near the airport, or if you just want to stay at like a lower Hyatt Regency or a Hyatt house, or your kids have like a soccer tournament that you need to stay at. These are kind of where you want to use those ones. They're not going to be for high-end luxury hotels, but they are great free night certificates to use, and you can find really good places to stay. The next one is going to be the Hilton Honors Express Aspire card. This one also comes with a free night certificate that can be used at pretty much any Hilton, which is amazing. And then looking at Marriott, Marriott has three cards that are going to give you free night certificates every year after your annual fee posts. And that's going to be the Marriott Bonvoy Boundless, the Brilliant Amex, and the Business Amex. And right now there is an elevated offer for the Business American Express card, and it is going to give you 5 free night certificates valued at 50,000 points for each night. So for all of the Marriott ones, when you get that free night certificate, they are typically going to be 35,000 points. So they're going to be a little on the lower end. If you know anything about Marriott, you know that they are pricey for each night. So a 35,000 point night is going to be for a lower end resort. For the Bonvoy Brilliant American Express card, that night is actually valued at 85,000 points. That's a higher annual fee card also, though it's $650 annual fee. So you'll have to decide if you want that free night that bad. But the limited time offer right now for the Business Marriott Bonvoy American Express card for 5 free nights at 50,000 points is a great deal. If you are thinking about going anywhere that has Marriott, or you're wanting to stay at a really nice Marriott, this is a great time to sign up for that card. My husband actually has that card, and we got it during that offer last time. So definitely jump on that if you have a way of using 5 free night certificates. Then the last two cards that you can get a free night certificate with are going to be the IHG Premier cards. This is going to be their regular card and their business card. Again, they're going to give you a free night certificate every year on your anniversary, and they are valued at 40,000 points per night. So those are the cards that you can have in your wallet that are just going to give you a free night certificate just for having the card, which is a great way, like I said, to be earning points and then also those free night certificates on top. And when you book a stay, you can use your points in conjunction with those free night certificates. So it's a great way to do it. The other way you can get some free night certificates is with booking Hilton or Marriott hotels using your points. When you book 4 nights, you will get a 5th night free. So this isn't necessarily a free night certificate, but it is a way to get a free night. So if you have any Hiltons or Marriotts that you're looking at staying at, and you're thinking, oh, we'll go for like 3 or 4 days, might as well stretch it out to get a free night on that 5th night. So easy way to get a 5th night. When you go to book it, you'll put in the 5 nights, it'll break down your points, and it'll show the points value for each night. And then on that 5th night, it should just say free 5th night or something like that when you go to check out. Make sure that's there before you check out. And then use your points and get that 5th night for free. The other way with Hyatt to earn a free night is by not having any cards or using points or anything. So this is just with staying with them. It's what I like to call Hyatt Bingo, but they call it the Hyatt Brand Explorer. So Hyatt has tons of brands with them. Hyatt Regency, Grand Hyatt, Andaz, Zalara, all of these, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, all these different brands. And when you stay at 5 individual brands within a year, they will give you a free night certificate. This is a really fun way to just get to see all of the different brands. When you book a trip, you kind of just can go look. It will show you within your account. If you go to your account, it'll have all of the different brands logos shown, and then it will like black them out when you stay with them. And so you can look and go, oh, we just have already stayed at a Hyatt Regency, we need to try and stay at a Hyatt House or something. And so you can kind of like strategically stay in different places when you go on your next trip to try to earn that free night certificate. And once you hit the 5, you can then start working on another 5, and so they don't cap it, and you can earn as many as you want that year if you're staying at multiple brands, which is really, really fun. It's a fun thing for the kids to like check off one, and really an easy way if you're staying with Hyatt quite a bit to get a free night certificate. So that is definitely one that you want to look at, especially if you're using Hyatt. The other card that I wanted to talk about that has the elevated offer that came out last night, this one is great. So I am not a Hilton fan. I don't really stay with them very often. Their award nights are super expensive, like a lot of the times over 100,000 points per night, which is just outrageous when I can stay at a Hyatt for like 25,000 points at a really nice Hyatt. But with this credit card offer that they have out, it is something to think about. I'm actually thinking about getting it. So there are two cards. There's the Hilton Honors American Express card, and then there is the Hilton Honors American Express Surpass card. So two separate cards. The first one is an elevated offer of, it's actually less points. So it's normally 80,000 points when you spend 2,000 in 6 months, which is a really low minimum spend. They bumped it down to 70,000 points, but you get a free night certificate with that. When Hilton gives free night certificates, there's really no cap on where you can use them. And Hilton has some really amazing resorts. So I wouldn't get this unless you had a specific trip to a specific Hilton resort that is like an outrageous amount of points to stay at. So when you're thinking about these resorts, we're thinking of like the Conrad Bora Bora, where you're like in an overwater bungalow. It would cost you hundreds of thousands of points to stay there. It would take you a very long time to accumulate those points. The Waldorf Astoria Los Cabos in Cabo, Mexico, that is like one of their high-end luxury places that everybody like aspires to go to. So you want to think of some of these like high-end luxury hotels that you could use these free night certificates at in conjunction with the points that you would get from these sign-up bonuses. The Hilton Honors Surpass card, that one has an offer of 130,000 points, which is a great chunk of points, plus that free night certificate for $3,000 spent in 6 months. Both of these offers expire on 7/31. So if you're thinking about that, you have some time before you would have to get the card. If you really are thinking about going to like Bora Bora or Mexico or one of these really nice resorts, like I am, I would recommend that you get one of them and then refer your partner or spouse to the other one because you can combine them and then have the referral points or get both of the cards yourself. There's lots of ways to like mix and match this, but this is a great thing to have out, as well as that Marriott Bonvoy business card that I mentioned. They are also giving 5 free night certificates away. So really good offers right now. Lots of options to earn free night certificates. And like I said, if you have a plan on how to use them, you can get a really great trip planned out for free with all of these free night certificates and then have a card in your wallet that's going to be earning you points and or free night certificates every single year that you have it. So this was short, but lots of information thrown at you. Just another great strategy. I'm always looking at ways to be able to stretch my travel, whether that's with points or shopping portals or free night certificates or whatever it may be. I'm looking to be able to get the most out of my travel, to be able to take more vacations and get the most benefit out of the credit cards that I have in my wallet. And so a lot of these ones that give me free night certificates are ones that I already have because I want that value every single year when I'm paying for that annual fee. So I hope this was helpful and tangible and that you are now got the wheels spinning and thinking about if you want to sign up for one of these cards that have an elevated offer and book an amazing vacation. I know I'm definitely thinking about it. So I can't wait to chat with you next week and give you the down low on my trip and how it went. And I just hope you have a wonderful week. As always, if this podcast is helpful for you and you are loving it, please leave a rating and review. It really helps boost the podcast up and get it out to more people so that more families can start traveling for free using credit card points. Thanks. I'll see you next week.